It's All Things Considered from Minnesota Public Radio News. I'm Stephen John. Indie rock is at the center of the Twin Cities music scene, bands with two guitars, bass, and drums. But lately, a number of Minnesota musicians have been turning down the volume and turning back the clock.
Plenty pretty women, but I don't know if I'm one of them. And my lover has eyes and lips for all of them.
Their acoustic-driven songs sound like they're from a bygone era, sometimes another culture, and often embrace the darker side of life. Minnesota Public Radio's Chris Roberts reports on why it's become fashionable to make old-fashioned music.
You can hear it in the lonely Dust Bowl melodies of Roma de Luna. You can find it in the brooding, bluesy groove of the Pines.
A horse and buggy slowly rode through the cedar trees along beside me. Caught between the myth of freedom and the sad, lonely world.
And you can't miss it in the cross-cultural mishmash of Merzik.
Broken. Just like your smile, you would walk with me a million miles.
It's music with so many influences, it's hard to label, even though some have tried. Chamber folk, gothic folk.
We originally started calling our music dark folk.
Brian Steenerson is founder and frontman for Merzik. He describes the band's music as East European-flavored Americana, although stylistically you'd expect it more on a Sarajevo street corner than in an Austin bar. Like many artists who've embraced older, or in Merzik's case, international folk traditions, Steenerson is an indie rock expatriate who wanted something more musically fulfilling.
What drew me in was the melodies that you get in that type of music that is not necessarily there in rock music. They're just wide varying melodies that are just beautiful to listen to.
Forgotten, like blood on snow. The feeling of those poor forgotten souls.
Borrowing traditions from earlier periods and other cultures obviously isn't unheard of in pop music. Artists such as Leonard Cohen, Tom Waits, and Nick Cave have made careers out of it. Groups such as Devotchka and the Handsome Family are more recent standard bearers. But in the Twin Cities, it appears to be gaining steam. And when it's done creatively, no matter who the performer is, it can feel new and fresh, or as Brian Steenerson puts it,
when we go to something new, we oftentimes look for things in the past to sort of guide us to that next level.
Many of these bands see themselves as creating new music about today that sounds old, and that's largely because of the instruments. For example, Merzik features acoustic guitar, accordion, and a small string section. Other groups have adopted tubas, trombones, ukuleles, cellos, glockenspiels, washboards, even saws. Spaghetti Western String Company uses banjo, mandolin, cello, and clarinet to create this haunting hybrid of folk, jazz, and classical music. Mike Rosetto is Spaghetti Western's founder.
Those type of instruments are coming across well with audiences here because I guess the only way I can describe it is it's honest and it's real.
But why Why does the music tend to be so downcast in melody and lyrics? Many of these songs are drenched in minor chords and almost find romance in the dark themes they address, from loss and isolation to addiction and violence. Ben Durant is a musician and engineer who's assisted several of these groups in the studio. For Durant, it's music that reflects the times.
When I think of this style of music, to me, it generally goes back to the Depression era, and, you know, there's some parallels right now, obviously.
I work so hard nearly every day. Bring my bag to put money away. It's just you.
It's a style that may appeal to the more serious musician because it brings the focus back on the songwriter and his or her words. That's according to St. Paul Pioneer Press music critic Ross Rayla. And it does so not in an earnest, solo, singer-songwriter, folk stereotype kind of way, but in a band setting.
And because you play quietly, people kind of have to listen to you.
It's also easier, cheaper, and more practical to play acoustic instruments, says Rayla. There's much less equipment to haul around. You don't have to rent a rehearsal space because it's quiet enough to play in your living room. And it allows you to perform in a wider variety of venues. Rayla says there's enough throwback folk bands in the scene right now for Darwinistic forces to start having some effect.
I do sort of feel like we're getting to a point where the strong will survive, which is the case with any sort of trend.
Brian Steenerson doesn't care about trends. He says he and his bandmates in Merzik are united by a higher purpose.
Really, we're trying to create good music that will stand the test of time.
Or at least as long as they keep playing it, which could be a while. Steenerson predicts his band will be around for ages. We can do this music until we're 80, he says. Chris Roberts, Minnesota Public Radio News, Minneapolis.
Take my soul away from me. Take my